Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. My name is Joe Golden. I'm your host. I have my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Today we got a very special guest all the way from Finland. So good morning on that one for all our listeners in Europe and Finland. His name is Jesse Viola. And he's a psychedelic rock project of a Finnish drama producer and studio. He is in his music, there are Shimmer and Darkness, A Touch of Space, Beauty and Distortion, and Aspiration and Despair. Yes, a history of growing with Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and the like is being shaped with low tunings, vibration, and chanting on his concept album based on geometrics and syntax. The anticipated heavy-hitting album, Aloof, is coming out this spring here in 2022. Let me introduce you to Jesse Viola. How are you doing today, Jesse?
Hello. How are you?
Good morning to you. I know it's early. Can you tell us a little bit about you and where you got started and how you got to this type of point?
Yeah, I'm a musician from Finland. And I'm used to being awake at this. It's 2 a.m. here, and that's a normal time for a musician to be awake. So, no problem at all. I've been playing drums since I was 10. I made my own first own drum kit out of kettles, and then got my first real set when I was something like 10 or 11. And since then, I've been playing drums, and as a teenager, I picked up a guitar and have been playing electric guitar since. And after playing in bands for, let's say, 20 years, I felt it's right time to take a step down stage and start playing guitar and sing like Dave Grohl did after Nirvana.
So you saw, what got you into the New Age area and that type of music?
Kind of, yeah. There's a bit of hippie stuff and the progressive kind of psychedelic side of rock in this project, which I like and I have always like felt familiar with.
That is great. It's, you know, brings back, for me, it brings back the 70s and 80s with like Led Zeppelin type of music. And that is, and your type, we have a couple of your songs and we play them and it reminds me some of that. And it's really unique. And it's coming from what it's like in Europe and stuff like that. Have you decided to stay in that area or the music has tended to go all over the world? So have you gone to the States?
I think this as a global thing, and I have kind of idea of, because the whole idea of this album came in a dream, and it's got a system built in it, so any musician or artist can take the shape that I'm gonna represent in this album and use it as a tool to create. So I think this is a start of something beautiful, and I hope it's a start for something global. But yeah, let's see. I'm hitting a road with this project with my own solo band in May. Let's see where it takes us.
Are you only going to be touring in Finland, or will you be traveling to other countries in Europe?
Yeah, we are aiming to travel this year, but let's see what happens. We start, of course, here locally, but I think it's going to be great, and let's see where it takes us.
Yeah,
hit hard by the pandemic? Did a lot of things shut down and they're just reopening now?
Yeah, actually, I think we are free of any restrictions now in Finland. The gigs are starting, and people, of course, they are a little afraid still to go and see bands. But yeah, things are opening, and we are getting rid of the pandemic. So I really wish. And
wish
also
what?
The festival season is starting, and the outdoor events are starting to build up.
So the club survived and they're reopening, so this way you can go around and play music again?
Yeah, I really hope so.
When in the spring is your album coming out?
When in the spring? It's coming in May 13th, a Friday.
Okay.
Friday 13th.
And I hear the proceeds to go and help out the people in Ukraine. Is that correct?
Yeah. That was the only right thing to do. I know it's probably not going to be much, but that's all I can do.
Doesn't what's happening in Ukraine actually affect you in Finland? Because according to some stories, Putin was targeting Finland as one of the countries who wants to take over.
I really wish that's not true. But yeah, of course, we are living next to the ex-Soviet and Russia nowadays, and it's having an effect on the atmosphere here for sure, but I hope it's gonna stay peaceful.
Don't we all?
I know the music, being where you're at and the music and the songs will help tremendously to the morale on people, especially the refugees coming in from Ukraine to Poland to Finland and that type of area. So your music is going to do wonders. You have a song called Laugh Every Often Door. Can you tell us about that? How you got to it? How you wrote it?
The first song? Or which one of those?
Laugh Every Often After Door.
Yeah. Laugh a bit often at our unity. It's going to be the next single on the album. And we just shot a video for it. And in the video, the band is getting together, actually, for the first time. And it's a story of forming a band, in a way. That's going to be the next single, and there's a story, a bit of a sad story behind it. My sister's husband passed away a few years back, and this is a kind of song about the passing of his husband. And in the song, there's still hope of reunion and afterlife kind of vibe in it. So there's hope, even though it's based on a sad story.
Okay, because we have that song, and we'll play it for our listeners so they can hear what's going on from your heart. This is coming from your heart, correct? Hold on.
Are you waiting there for me? There. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, this is, it's a sad song, but had a lot of meaning to it. And you know, Scarlett and I, sorry about your loss in that. And that the way the thing was going, it tells you never give up. And that's what your message is, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And as you probably heard, this song is a tribute to the rock giants like Zeppelin and Boston and a lot of more. So you can hear that I'm kind of borrowing some licks from the classics. But that,
you know,
that,
one
that,
thing
you
that
know,
I noticed about your music, because I listen to all the tunes, is your intros and your guitarists. They were gorgeous. All of them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Very unique. In fact, you talk about Zeppelin and the other bands. There's a band called Renaissance that I grew up with. They did songs like Carpet the Sun and Mother Russia.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but you're very similar to them in that type of instrumental music. It's great. And when is your video coming out? This way, all my listeners can look for you to see it.
21st.
Okay.
April. So in 2 weeks.
Oh, cool. Oh, great.
Perfect.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Now,
and
you
it's going to be all over in YouTube and all the music services.
Okay.
Well, you'll have
so
to tell
like
Michael, so this way Michael forwards it to us, and we can tell everybody
market
to go look
market
at it, and we can market it for you, you know, and build up a U.S. following, which is good.
That's excellent.
We also have another song called Under Above, Orient Venus Loves, and that actually is more like a love story, if I listen to it correctly.
Exactly.
What's behind that song?
That's for my darling, for my love, and it tells a story about an illness that she has encountered, and we have been dealing with that. And that's got a lot of my feelings about that situation. But it's again a personal story, but there's of course a bigger element and aspects in that song too. But yeah, it's a love song. That's basically a scorpion's type of a big love ballad.
Okay, if you don't mind, ask what type of are you involved in charity drives or anything to that type of illness that you, what the song is about a little bit? Or it's just, you know, in other words, are you supporting to help find cures or something?
Yeah, the situation is getting better, but she's got a problem with her lungs, basically, and a lot of allergies and mold issues and sarcoidosis and problems with the lungs, basically, caused by the environmental things.
Because we're very big in charities and stuff like that, and we always anyone that's doing a kind of drive, we always mark and promote it to get so they can pick up enough funds somewhere down the line to help their causes and charities. And we've been doing that to most of the people that Mike sends us and stuff so they could get their drives going. We've been doing up and down all the time. It helps their drives. That's why I asked. We're very big, special needs, like people with disabilities.
Actually, we are financially okay, and the situation is getting better. But I would appreciate all the help to the Ukrainian people at the moment.
Okay. That's what we'll focus. We're very big on that. And between the radio show and the podcast and everything else we've been doing, we focus on that. And we're trying to get a lot of help into Ukraine. But I got the song, and I'm going to play that song now. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
things will change. In pine and the birch, the beauty will stay.
I tell you, it's a beautiful song in a lot of ways, and beauty will stay and never disappears no matter what the situation is.
Yeah, that's the basic idea.
You know, and life in general is very hard, and when you're fighting for somebody that you love very much, sometimes you create a lot of enemies in the process, but you're always there as her side or his side, depending on the situation. And this thing here, this song emphasizes that, and the beauty will always be there. And that's what makes this song so great.
Yeah, and that's there's nature is a big part of the song too. So this album was written in the summer, last summer, 21, and I was happy and I wrote the whole thing in the nature with harmony and nature very close to me, kind of, and that has an impact on the feel and the sound of the whole thing.
It's, you know, being down to nature and seeing things away from all the troubles and everything. And you see the beauty of nature and God's creatures, and you tend to show it, and it works out right if nobody interferes with it. And that's a great song, and it's not just one person that's not feeling good. It's the whole world that's not feeling good, and you're trying to get the beauty back into the world and all that stuff, and it's really great.
Yes.
And that song is perfect. Now, I know you're in Finland and everything, and time strains and stuff. Can you tell our listeners how to find you?
You can find me on all the music services, and YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and now I have only the first single that we just heard out, but on 21st of April, the next single is going to be released, and the whole album in the 13th of May.
Okay, and
can you spell your name for our listeners, please?
Yeah, Jussi Vuola. And that's my surname, and that's the name of my solo band, Vuola.
And I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I know it's early, and you say you're up, but I think you need some sleep too, you know.
Yeah.
But I promised Mike I'll only keep you up about a half hour because of distance. So that's what I did. But
I enjoyed being on the conversation with you, and your music is excellent. And I look forward to seeing your video.
And when
you do more music, inform Michael, and this way you can come back on our show and play more music.
That sounds excellent. And thank you guys for having me.
And I'll tell you, make sure that we get the information so we can market and promote you when the album and the song, the video is released, so we can get you going.
And your Ukrainian fundraise. So this way you have all the details and we can put it out there for you to raise funds.
Yeah, that's actually on Bandcamp, the fundraising. So that's Vuola Bandcamp. .com. But you can find everything on on my webpage as well. That's vuo.la. That's
okay.
All there.
All right. Thank you for coming on.
V-U-O-L-A dot what?
No, V-U-O dot L-A.
Oh.
It's a L-A.
V-U-O dot L-A. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I want to thank you so much for coming on. Good morning. If you get some sleep or get some bacon and eggs or something, have breakfast.
Yeah, I will.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank
have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
Good morning. Bye-bye.
Good morning.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Yep.
All right, Dal, see, we told Mike wanted Dal to be about a half hour. We kept him off at 35 minutes. But we want to get things done for him and get this up. You know, what's happening in Ukraine? The Russians are trying to move east in certain locations. Ukraine is fighting them and actually defeating the Russian military. And all they need is the food and stuff, but they need the weapons and continue with the weapons. They did have a big surprise when Boris Johnson came, the head of UK Prime Minister, the United Kingdom, Great Britain's Prime Minister, flew into Kyiv and met with Zelensky over the last couple of days. And he brought a lot of weapons with him. And they're trying, and there are others coming in, but it will be up to a lot of other things. Like the Republicans want us to feed them the weapons needed. Biden doesn't want that to happen because if Ukraine wins and defeats Russia, Putin is going to use the blackmail from Hunter Biden to try and topple him. This is all about blackmail, and that's why he's hesitant to give out information or give ammunition and weapons and everything else needed for the Ukrainian military to defeat Russia.
We already know it already. What's the difference?
No, but that's what's
happening.
The world
knows
now
that Biden is corrupt. Okay?
You
it
know,
really doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah.
People matter, but Biden doesn't see that because Biden's only for himself.
There are a couple other things breaking while this is going on, and there's a big election going on in France. By the way, no, what they're doing is paper ballots. There's no computers, no nothing. There is no cheating, no voter fraud or anything else. And there is a vote going on and everything, and there's a couple parts, and part one of the vote is here. French election first round projections were released by Belgian broadcaster RTBF. This is for the president, right? There's about five different people and a 76% turnout. Valerie Pécresse is 8%. Eric Zemmour is 8%. Jean-Luc Mélenchon is 19%. And now there's a tie between the first two. The current president, which is Emmanuel Macron, he's at 24%. And the one that we all love and want, a real great woman, Marine Le Pen, is at 24%. And that's the one that ran last time. It just lost it briefly, but we picked up a lot of seats in the Parliament of France, whatever you want to call it. Now she's tied with this guy. Marine Le Pen is the French version of Trump, and she's right there. And so get out there. There's a different phases. The second phase, the first round, the second round comes out, we got to make sure everybody votes because the top two is going to be runoff. And we got to make sure everyone votes for Marine Le Pen, the conservative, what we call the Republican part in France, and get it done. And that's very, very important. Now we got, well, we got a couple clips from last night in North Carolina from Trump and from our people there. Here's one of them. Okay. So that was one of them. And there were a couple others, but we'll... Here's another one.
It's an invasion. You can call it whatever you want, but this is an invasion, just like an army would invade another country. Our nations are emptying out their prisons and sending drug dealers, murderers, rapists, and savage MS-13 gang members to victimize American citizens. We will be paying a very big price for this calamity, mark my words, for a long period of time. What's coming into our country is going to leave a mark for many, many years and decades, probably, unfortunately. It's crazy. It's crazy when you think of it.
So that's two of them. And there's another one that we had that actually the train... there's a train coming by at the same time, and we're trying to get... By the way, breaking news this afternoon, the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, got COVID. That's another one. Like Nancy Pelosi, like everyone, all these Democrats that got the regular shots, the booster one, the booster two, booster three, whatever you want to call it, they all got COVID, every one of them. And it's coming, and it's like everybody in the White House has now got COVID, and the Democrats are every place. And it's really crazy. No, but I'm trying to find the one with the train that we had set up. But the thing is, it's really, here we go.
And to take care of our amazing veterans, we passed VA accountability.
That was it, and you know, that's the Trump train. The point is that these people actually support. By the way, there was somewhere between 30,000 and 50,000 people in Selma, and it really was really good, and it really was great, and this is really amazing how they did it. Every rally they go to. We're talking about that tomorrow. At the Hilton at the West Palm Beach Airport, at the Hilton over there, Trump is going to be with Club 45. That's my friend over in that area, Joe Butt, and all that stuff. And we got a call this morning by Frank Panico from Systematic Deception, and he's talking to Bobby, that's Bob Sutton, and others, and he's going to be at the rally tomorrow at the Hilton with Trump, and he's going to be.
And if you want to purchase a copy of Systematic Deception, he will be there, and you can purchase it.
And that's a big thing, and I'm really, really good on that, you know, and it's important. We got a bunch of stuff coming down the line after Wednesday. We have some kind of forbidden door, which we're setting up now. And then on this next Sunday, we got Gene Trent, who's a candidate for Brevard County School Board. Then we have Caroline Avery, who's running for Congress in Pennsylvania. She's going to talk about Dr. Oz also and the Trump's endorsement to Dr. Oz. And then we got something cooking on the 24th. I think we're going to have Denise D'Souza, but it's not totally set, but that's coming for 2,000 Mule. And on the 27th, we got Hunter Peeler, another school board candidate. And then we got a guy that's running for Congress up in New York in the first week of May. And there's a bunch of other stuff coming around the country as we walk, like we said, we're mobile and we're getting things around the country and we're doing things where we can. So we got busy schedule setting up and we're going to continue to do that. Now, we got to do something a little lighthearted right now that we haven't played in a couple of shows. We actually have a friend that is into wrestling in a lot of ways, and right now it's kind of hurt a little bit. But he's a good connection. And in fact, he's the one that told me that Becky Lynch is heading into is all elite in a few days. So we'll get that going. And here's Jungle Boy. Okay, now maybe. Let's go. Let's try that again. Apparently, we got the mic fixed up. Anyway, that's what that was. Anyway, we go back. That was Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus and Jurassic Express and the song there. But the other thing is we also got a movie called 2,000 Mules coming out in a couple of weeks. Schedules on my Facebook. And also something else called Rigged. Rigged was shown at Mar-a-Lago Friday. It also is by David Bossi and financed by Citizens United. Both of them shows evidence of actual stealing of the election. In fact, 2,000 Mules has a videotape followed from Stacey Abrams' office. What they did was picked up ballots, mail-in ballots, phony ones, stolen, bad ones, you know, corrupt ones, contaminated ones, whatever you want to do, fraud. Let's play that is. Stacey Abrams committed fraud, belongs in prison. She will be going to prison. We got the evidence. Both movies has the evidence, and it's all coming out. Now, what they did was they hired people we call mules from Stacey Abrams' office, picked up a bunch of ballots, mail-in ballots, and dropped that off at the drop boxes. We also have a video of a guy also dropping off the ballots in a different location, in a different state. This is going on around the country. A million voters, illegal votes, were counted in California. Wisconsin, they just arrested a bunch of people from 2020. In Michigan, in Georgia, in Arizona, and even here in Florida, we just got a bunch of people. And we just want Nikki Fried that if she tries a damn thing, because she got in as an agriculture commissioner thanks to a Broward County, former Broward County Supervisor of Elections, Brenda Snipes. She's gone, but we want to point blank, we catch her stealing an election or complete or doing any kind of voter fraud, we will come to her, arrest her, and put her in jail, and she'll be disqualified. And one of our supporters came back and said that, you started laughing, and I said, it's the law now, lady, you're going to go to jail. And if you don't believe me, you better start waking up, because we already arrested a bunch of people around the country, and you may be next. And that's it. And this is called voter integrity. It's one of the top issues of people in the country. A guy who's running for governor up in Pennsylvania just filled up his car, a small little dinky car, you know, about 14 gallons, cost $500. Think about that. People we know spending $50 to $100 to fill up cars every other day. The American people, thanks to Bidenomics, need to make $5,000 more a year to survive this economy, and it's getting worse. Right now, gas in Florida is somewhere between $4.10 to $5. Diesel is anywhere from $5 to $6 in Florida. California could double that. In New York, it's like $7. It's in Illinois, it's $7-$8. This is the way it is, and that's how it is, and that's the problem. So, anyway, we're coming down to the end of the show. I want to thank Jussi for calling in from Finland. I urge everyone to go and listen to his music and purchase the albums, and proceeds go to helping the citizens of Ukraine. I would like to thank Jack Forsyth that joined us in the chat room. I want to thank Scarlett, we had phone trouble that comes with that coming in. And Wednesday, we got a big surprise coming on. Just hang in on that. And then we start the campaign, so all the candidates come from there. So we'll take it from that. But Wednesday, the 13th, we have a forbidden door. And then after that, it's all candidates for a few weeks. And I want to thank everybody. God bless America. And let's continue the fight and stand up and be counted. Again, I want to thank all those people that are causing Disney that panic with the stockholders are now wanting Disney to get out of the woke before they go belly up. American citizens do not want their kids to be indoctrinated and recruited. And any place that does that is going to end up going out of business. That's it. We had enough with standing up, saying that's why Virginia went Republican. That's why the rest of the country is going Republican. The indoctrination, CRT, recruitments, and all the hate provided by CRT and the indoctrinators, even the neighbors, including the drug dealers and stuff, all of them are going down. American people want law and order. They don't want illegals. They don't want thugs. They want their kids to grow up to be whatever they want to be and not be forced onto by others. God bless you and have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston,